For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Back to old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, old school. Second segment here. I guess combine and pro day. It's all the same, but Nebraska had their pro day yesterday. And so, you know, I think they, first of all, they got the four guys that went to the combine, really, I think, you know, did their, you know, they're good teammates and they went out and all performed well. And specifically the three that really, you know, lit it up with Tommy, or not Tommy, but Ty Robinson, Thomas Fedoni, and then Isaiah Nair, they all tested out very well. Tommy Hill wasn't able to perform. But reason why I say they were good teammates, so then that attracted more eyes to Lincoln, which was yesterday, to see the whole team, you know, the likes of, you know, Gifford, Ben Scott, Bryce Benhart, MJ Sherman, you know, Bullock for sure. You know, obviously, you know, he's going to perform well. So forth and so on. And so the pro day is a little bit different depending on if you went to the combine or not. And then that's also dependent on how you performed at the combine. And, you know, like some guys that ran pretty well, there's no reason, you know, to run another 40, you know, like for Ty, who was in the 90th percentile in the last like 10 years, Fedoni as well. I think he might've been one of the fastest that ran at the combine. Isaiah Nair too. What's the point? They already know he's big and fast. And so for those three in particular, unless they wanted to improve on a short shuttle or something like that, they're just doing position stuff, mm-hmm. you know, running routes and the other guys are, you know, D-line drills and all that. And I don't want to forget Nash as well. Well, for the guys that are participating in pro day that weren't able to go to the combine, you know, it's a great time to, you know, address some of the naysayers or some of the doubts, right? Mm-hmm. Particularly you look at like Nash, right? I think, you know, when we saw him in the East West and he, you know, was dropping into a, you know, his zone coverage and his zone blitz, a lot more athletic than the big wide, you know, big wide dude that think that, you know, people just by looking at him, he only could play a zero technique, which is essentially right up over the center. Mm-hmm. Well, he's shown the ability to make plays on the move through the scheme that with Tony White the last 2 years. Definitely, you know, very, you know, he's accountable, he's durable, plays hard and he's tough. He goes out and runs well, you know, or went go out and run well yesterday. Now people are starting, okay, look, yeah, he could play, you know, maybe, you know, a wide two or a tight two or maybe, you know, a tight three, you know, in a four-man front. Definitely can play the, you know, the nose and all that because he's been showing you to be able to not only get pressures but get in the backfield as far as the pass rush goes. And so, you know, a guy like Isaac Gifford and Bullock, you know, you're showing that you're, you know, you got the athletic ability to play at the next level. Definitely want to, you know, be a, you know, a dog or a lead dog on special teams, even as a rookie. And then after that, you just start playing and then you start making plays.
That's where it. I think Ramir Johnson is another one of those guys in that conversation.
Right.
Whereas like Jamal Banks, who did work out pro day, right?
Yeah.
He was there. I think he's an XFL guy.
Yeah, I think, but it's you just got to get in. And now they have more options. You got the XFL, mm-hmm. I think a lot more of Canada and stuff like that. So you got more legit, you know, options because you're getting, you know, a lot of the guys, they're coaches that are in the XFL or UFL, whatever it's called. You know, those are pro coaches and the whole staff. It's not this back when the day and, you know, it was kind of a, you know, I wouldn't say it was a joke, but, you know, it's definitely an extension down or up to the NFL. So you know, however you can get your career started. You know, look at Adrian Martinez. You know, now he's on the, you know, probably most likely, I think, going to maybe go back to the Jets or get another shot. So I think it's just, you know, the more that you can do, it's just definitely a stressful time. Because if you go to the combine and don't run well, you got the pro day. Well, now if you didn't go to the combine, all you have is the pro day.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, you had two pro days. You know, some schools have two pro days, but, you know, you only got one, and so you got to perform. But I think, you know, what they've done in the offseason prior and stuff like that gets them ready to compete. But it's definitely, you know, a unique time. And so I think Nebraska has probably better depth of guys that, you know, get shots, and it's up to them to, you know, the situation is good to stick and then, you know, extend their career than probably in years past. And so you got to give it credit to one. Those are guys that, like Ty and Nash and those guys that, you know, stayed through and developed and been here a little bit longer, but they made the most of it. And then also going and getting guys out of the portal that actually, you know, works, like Jamal Banks and those guys. And so, and I think with Ramir, I think, you know, for Ramir, I think his best days, if he gets in the right situation, are ahead of him. I think he's getting, you know, because it's kind of like, you know, the shoulder injury once and a couple other things, kind of like freak injuries. Mm-hmm. If he can, you know, stay injury free, he does so many things, and he's a special teams guy. You know, you could be like, man, he really make a little career out of for it in the NFL.
Abdullah Light.
Yeah, a little light though. Yeah,
light.
Yeah,
light. Yeah, but.
Yeah, already kind of like where Amir is right now. Amir, obviously, I think was a second round pick, started a couple times, and then, you know, moved into, you know, more of a situational player. But when he gets a chance to play, he balls out. But he's a leader on special teams.
And that's kind of what I'm getting at too, is that Ramir did a pretty good job of making most of his opportunities.
Right.
You know, it's hard to get those opportunities. They were few and far between at Nebraska outside of that 1 year. But that's a guy that sounds like a lot of teams would love to have around, right? Good dude, good head on his shoulders, team player, willing to do everything. Like, you're looking for those kind of guys. It's hard to stick when you're under the radar and kind of understated like Ramir is.
Yeah.
So I hope he gets a fair shot, because maybe he's not the brightest, flashiest guy.
Right.
But I think his body of work and his references would speak for themselves.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you get into, even though they don't have three preseason games and they don't play their starters or sometimes even second team guys, and he gets in and gets a ton of reps and gets an opportunity, he's going to turn some heads. Now, he's just got to stay healthy like everybody else, but in particular him, you know, based on they don't really have a, you know, NFL isn't, you know, like they don't use running backs besides like Saquon and Derrick Henry really, really with a max load. So you want to make sure that you find your niche in there. And all you need is, you know, for all these guys that didn't go to the combine is one coach, one GM that like you, boom. Mm-hmm. And then they go somewhere, and then they, you know, they got you on their list. And then you go from there. Or if you have to go to, UFL or XFL and really, really hone your craft and get better down there, now you're on the NFL radar and you can go from there. So it's just, I mean, it's a unique time. But after the pro day is over, you know, the underwear Olympics are just, it's now over. Right. Essentially, mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about running, jumping, and all that. Now you got to get ready for your first mini camp.
Mm. That's a different beast, right?
It is. It's, now you're doing all football stuff. And now, you know,
not just underwear Olympic stuff.
Right. I mean, you still want to, you know, keep your speed right because you need it for football.
Mm-hmm. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line, just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
But I doubt teams are going to be bringing you in and having you run 40s and all that other stuff because you just did it at your pro day. Now,
they're going to have you run Oklahoma instead.
Yeah, they're going to have you do some all types of stuff. Like, I remember that dude from Cleveland. Boy, he wore me and Chad. I can't speak for Chad. I know he wore me out. I didn't let him know.
Can you look in Chad's eyes and see that he was wore out?
We were broke off. We were broke off. And that's cool. That's a, you know what? That's fine. And, but, you know, like when you come in there, I was blessed enough to be drafted, right? A late draft choice. One of my best friends that unfortunately passed away, Keon Carpenter, he was an undrafted free agent. You got to come in there, man, and you got to be a hellraiser. You know, you can't back down. It's, you know, you don't know the playbook. You don't know what it takes. You got to make your way in onto the team. You got to force your way onto the team. And, you know, you don't have the luxury of having a bad practice, picking up your phone and got 100 followers on Twitter from Nebraska fans telling it's going to be all right. Mm-hmm. You know, you pick up your phone, you got to turn your playbook in if you're not handling your business. Mm-hmm. And so it's definitely a different step. Now, I do think the environment that they come from and holding them accountable helps them make that transition. But ultimately, you got to really go out there and perform, and you're going to have limited reps. I mean, I remember being in, you know, they had rookie mini camp, and you know, they, you know, you have a couple of free agents in there. So you had enough to kind of, you know, get a ton of reps. Well, when the veterans came in, you know, you might go from like 40 reps that are, you know, like your first couple of days to 4.
Whew.
I'll never forget my first rep that I got in there. And that it was the last rep on the first day, which was the second practice in my veteran mini camp. So I'm getting in there. I'm all excited because wheels have been spinning. It was just a simple outside zone. Break the huddle. I know what I'm doing. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to, you know, run and, you know, be active. Man, that ball was snapped. Everybody's going to the right. I still was looking in the backfield. It was the funniest thing ever. Because I already was.
Your controller froze.
Yeah, man. And I was a rookie. We have an equipment guy named Hojo. Man, he did me wrong, though, man.
Nah.
Yeah, he did. But he hooked it up right.
Good.
So Well, here's what happened. Sam Rogers, so they're giving out shorts, you know, like for, you know, they give you like your little bag or whatever. I now know or found out later that Sam Rogers went and took my shorts.
What?
Because, you know.
They fit better?
Here's what happened. Like they were like the longer, baggier ones, you know. Mm-hmm. Sam was a veteran. He was a starter. So he went and took my shorts, right? Well, then now I had these like. Man, they were like, and now I had the tights underneath, but they were like the like mesh cotton ones that, you know, when you run, they could.
Ugh.
Hey, man, that messed me up anyways. You know, I used to wear it with my socks pulled up and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just was, if you don't look right,
you don't feel right, you don't play right.
Right.
I get
so,
it.
Yeah. So I had to go, mm-hmm. I went down to like Target or something, got me some regular shorts. but I do remember watching it and I had these gray shorts on and it was like, I remember Sam Cowart was like, dang. He's like, Jay out here looking like MC Hammer with some biker shorts on.
Did Sam Rogers ever talk to you about it? Did you talk to him about it?
No.
Because you knew better?
Oh, I was a rookie. He was a veteran. He wouldn't have been saying anything, but I knew he had it because he ended up leaving a year or two later. And I remember the next year after I made the team kind of, you know, from second year kind of established myself. Mm-hmm. Woody was the other guy in Hoge. I was like, listen, man. Listen, here, man, can I get some shorts? He's like, I gave you some last year. And then he's like, oh. He's like, Sam got you. And then that was it. So,
he must have done it to someone else, too, before you.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, in Buffalo, they didn't haze. I mean, because, you know, Wade wanted you to be a professional. They didn't haze us too bad. You know, you know, they do a little song. You had to sing and all this other stuff. But
what'd you sing?
I tried to sing the Nebraska fight song.
Nice.
I told you about how I cornered the market on that, right?
No.
So like you get in training camp and well, first of all, I was deathly scared, not scared, but didn't want to get up there and sing. And so before I left, Doak was still down at the stadium. So I didn't know what I was going to, he's like, what are you going to sing? So you're worried about that. Mm-hmm. I ain't a singer, you know? So, you know, he kind of like, he must have found it, printed it off, you know, for the, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't even know how I did it. I just knew the first and I was like, all right, at least I have something to kind of study. Well, then once you get into training camp, that's when they, you know, when you had the, they would start to, with the, like the spoon or something, start tapping on the glass and you're in there, rookie, you got to get up. Well, what I did was I kind of, for whatever reason, I looked up at the clock and saw when they started doing it and I was leaving the lunchroom. I'm like, oh, I got this. I know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to lift after practice because the veterans got first dibs on the lifting before practice and all that. So I'm going to kind of chill, stretch, do whatever I need to do. Then I'm going to lift. take me a shower if I got any kind of things, ailments or whatever, then I'm going to eat late. They all gone. I got by Austin. Training camp was 6 weeks. I think we were up there, St. John Fisher probably, or whatever we were at, 3.5, 4 weeks. Two preseason games, maybe even a third.
How about that?
I mean, I was like, oh, I'm getting through this whole camp, right? Because, you know, the worst thing you can do as a rookie is just run your mouth. Eat, shut up, show
like
up.
Like Big Renfro?
Yeah. Let your pads do your talking. One day, Big Daddy Pat Williams and Ted Washington in there. I'm like, what are you doing here? What the hell are they doing in here? I know they ain't practice because I was there. They ain't one in there.
I was there, yeah.
Man, Pat Williams, you know, he kind of stuttered when he started getting hype. He's like, hey, Rook, hey, Foreman. Yeah, what's up? He's like, you sang yet? And I'm like, yeah. But Ted Washington was like, don't you lie. Right?
And you're not telling Matt Washington.
Hit the thing up there. I had to get up there. And I think I was so bad. He's like, all right, get down. You got to
double
say,
market
because you got to say where you're from, what line, you know, position, and you know, if, you know, you had signing bonus or whatever, and then you know, you got to do all that stuff.
So the double market corner was you waited 3.5, 4 weeks, and then you weren't good.
Oh,
so
no, they got you. I didn't want to be good.
Yeah,
but then they always mess with me, man, because I was slew footed, man. Marcellus and all them. So it was all good though.
You made it.
Hey, I cornered the market. Those dudes was coming
business
in
the, savvy.
They were hot coming in there, you know, like with our doors. I had to sing, bump that. I had to do it twice. I'm like, dang. They were like, you did it? I was like, yeah, man. I already got mine out of the way. Nope. Got me right before training camp. Yeah. You gotta be smart, man. You can't just, you know, you gotta just move in silence.
Real G's lasagna, all that.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So anyway, we'll take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this bad boy before we turn it over to Mr. Goodwin, man.
Malone Center.
Yeah, Malone Center coming in at 6. Jay Foreman and Austin Norman, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with Foreman and Norman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.